The Minister of Community Safety, Albert Fritz, has welcomed the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, which was assented into law by the Presidency on the 20th of November 2019. Minister Fritz further calls on all departments and municipalities to closely study the Act and ensure its speedy implementation. The purpose of the Act is to provide for measures to be put in place for the protection, safeguarding, and resilience of critical infrastructures. The Act further allows for decisive action against those who destroy critical infrastructure such as trains and buses. Minister Fritz said, "Critical infrastructure refers to any building, centre, establishment, facility, installation, pipeline, premises, or systems needed for the functioning of society, the government, or enterprises of the Republic, and includes any transport network or network for the delivery of electricity for water. In the face of deliberate attacks on public transport system, this Act aims to bring stability back into our public transport system." Minister Fritz said, "I welcome the Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, which will come into operation on a date determined by the President in the Government Gazette. The Minister of Police, Bheki Tele, must then declare said infrastructure as critical infrastructure before the Act applies to it. I call on all departments and municipalities to closely study the Act and ensure its speedy implementation. My department will assist in providing the necessary advice and support. In the interim, government will make use of the Criminal Matters Amendment Act of 2015, which also prescribes minimum sentences for damage to infrastructure." Minister Fritz added, "In particular, I wish to welcome Section 26(3) and 4 of the Act, which allows for decisive action to be taken against those who unlawfully intend to, or who are proven to, cause damage or substantial harm to critical infrastructure. Those convicted of intent to cause damage could be imprisoned for up to 7 years, and those proven to have caused damage could be imprisoned for up to 20 years. Let this be a stern warning to all who wish to undermine our public transport system." Minister Fritz further added, "Noting that SAPS have failed to bring anyone to book over the deliberate attacks on our railway infrastructure, I have asked the Western Cape Police Ombudsman Office to investigate this. Ultimately, the above Act will be for naught if we are unable to arrest the perpetrators. I am pleased to announce that the matter will be investigated by the Ombudsman's Office and has been allocated to senior investigators. I have been informed that the investigation could be completed within a 3-month time frame, and that a notice of investigation will be published in the Gazette, which lies open for 30 days for public comment."